Once, a girl named Eve... Hey, what are you doing here? I'm supposed to be the only narrator.
I was just about to say the same thing. Oh, wait, we're filming.
Anyway, a girl named Eve was just sitting in the classroom waiting for class to be over in this Detroit 6th grade class.
She was unsuspecting. Too bad she never saw it coming.
Yeah, guys, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, class. Don't forget about your homework. Eve, I need to see you in the hall. I have something to tell you.
On the way out, Miss Spade stops Eve.
Yes?
Teachers didn't really talk to Eve much. She usually was the odd one out, after all. The only one who talked to Eve was Felixia, a nerdy class pet.
See you tomorrow, Eve.
They walk into the hall. But Felixia wanted to hear what Eve stayed behind for, and eavesdropped on them.
I wonder what is going on.
You know your parents, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're dead.
What?
Well, they accepted a mission to Mars from NASA without you knowing, and they got eaten by Martians. They're probably going down their esophagus right about now.
How is that possible? How could they go to Mars without me knowing?
And to make things worse...
The thing is, without your parents, you have no money, so you can't go to school here anymore. And since you don't have any parents, you won't be allowed to live in your house alone, so you'll probably have to live on the streets.
What about the orphanage?
It's all filled up. Pack your belongings and get your sorry butt out of here. Oh, wait, I almost forgot to tell you. Just because you're kicked out of school doesn't mean you can't get away without doing your homework. I expect it turned in by tomorrow.
Eve was paralyzed from all the bad news she got. Felixia didn't take the news well either.
I guess I won't see Eve at school tomorrow after all. Later.
This is just awful. Ugh, I hate this.
Meow.
Oh, look at you. You don't even have a collar or anything, and there are no houses nearby. I'm going to name you Fluffy. We can be on our own together.
Eve told Fluffy all about herself and what had just happened at school. After Eve had finished, Fluffy had decided to tell Eve a secret. That's right, tell her a secret.
Eve, I have something very important to tell you. It's that...
Wait, what on earth? You can talk?
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you. But only you can hear me. I can tell you a valuable secret, but only one in your whole entire life. This will also make me meow a lot more than usual when I'm talking to you.
I guess now would be a good time since my life is awful. Well, other than you, Fluffy, of course. Felixia was pretty cool, too. She helped me make a short story about oranges. Good times.
Go to the alleyway between the candy store and the swim outlet. Search, meow, under the third trash can. You will find $3 million. With that money, you will, meow, you will buy film equipment.
What am I doing this again?
Because I told you so. I am a very smart cat, after all. 7 minutes, 42 seconds later.
Wow, Fluffy, this is just sort of creepy. How did you know?
I told you, I am a very smart cat.
I know this is immature, but I have to do this.
Eve throws the money in the air.
Money, 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 money! Okay, I'm done. Where do I buy all this film equipment anyways?
Oh, you might as well buy a computer and get it off of Amazon. Since you are rich now, do the 2-day shipping.
Okie doke.
Is that a cat talking? I'm not gonna even ask myself.
2 days later.
Oh my Fluffy, that stuff is amazing. I should make a sequel of Felixia's in my orange movie.
Let's do this thing.
Meow, meow.
Martian cat style.
What's Martian cat?
You'll understand later.
Yes, I have finally found you.
Wait, what do you mean? No one was looking for me.
Well, the thing is, I am Ian Fieldsberg and...
Wait. You're Ian Fieldsberg? I love your films. They're amazing.
Why, thank you. But for the real reason I'm here, I have challenged you to a movie battle.
But my camera turned off as a knockoff, and I have nowhere near the amount of money that you do.
Oh, well, I know. I'll give you the equipment if you win. You get to have it for now, but if you win, you get to keep it. Deal?
Sure. It's a deal.
Great. See you from the winner's circle. It's a competitive saying.
Oh, we'll see you in the winner's circle.
No, only one person can be in the winner's circle, and that would be me! Let the battle begin.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hmm, I see. Dun,
dun. Wait, that won't work.
No, that won't work!
So while Ian and Eve make their movies and don't sleep the rest of the week, I get to watch them from a cloud and take long, long naps.
Hey, you're lucky. You aren't in a movie, so you don't have to pretend you're tired and hungry.
Shh, you don't want the audience to know.
Oh, yeah, right, sorry.
So let's get back to the movie.
Finally, the movies have been finished.
The winners of the movie contest are in. The winner is Mr. Fieldberg.
Boo!
Boo! Boo.
Wait, I thought he was famous. I guess I was wrong.
Thank you, thank you. Along with having my team of workers, pure ability, determination, and being purely better than my opponent helped ensure my victory.
Come on, Fluffy. Let's go home. Or at least somewhere we can sleep.
Hey, did you notice this film was copyrighted from Star Wars?
Yeah, I did.
The judge, naturally overhearing, runs back to the stage quickly to address the audience.
Hey, everyone! You cheated!
Let's get him! Roar!
10 minutes later at Ian's mansion.
Roar!
Stop! Don't viciously attack him just because he cheated.
But we want to!
No!
Aw, man!
Come on. Ian finally emerges from his mansion unharmed.
What? How did you get him to leave?
I told them to.
You saved my life. I must return the favor by letting you live with me.
Yay!
So Eve lived happily for 3 years, until Ian had to tell a secret he had kept hidden for many years.
Eve, I have something to tell you.
Yes, Mr. Fieldberg?
Dun, dun, dun! Dun.
Eve, I am...
Hey, guys, I just found the coolest milk bowl.
Oh, hey, Fluffy. What?
Oh, yeah, I can talk.
Okay, bye-bye, Eve. I'm your father.
What?
Oh, hey, guys. I've been watching you for the past 3 years, and I think you guys are cute.
Oh, why, thank you.
Wait, what?
And they all lived happily ever after.
Wait, you've been behind us the whole time?
Maybe. Dun, dun, dun!